Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Metziah has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Meseches Bava Metziah Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amar Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amar Beis discussed the case of Shtei Ganes, two gardens, Zul Gavzu, one on top of the other, and a Yerek growing out in the wall between the two gardens. Remeir said that the Yerek is Shal Elyon, and Yudah said it's Shal Tachtoin. Rabbi Shimon had said in the Mishnah, "Kol she elyon yoch lifshei tes yadoi." If the elyon is able to reach over and grab, litel velitel, whatever he's able to reach over and grab, areyu shaloi belongs to him. V'ashar shal tachtein, and the rest belongs to the tachtein, to the lower level. The Gemara in Daf Kufiyot Tesam and Aleph brings a similar brayso legabi the halacha of orla. Ilan hayoytze min hageza umin ashrashim chayev ba'orla div Rabbi Meir. A tree which grows out of the roots of the trunk or minashrashim from the roots is chayv and orla according to Rabbi Meir, because we consider it growing out, a new tree growing out from the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer minageza potter, if it grows from the trunk, it's potter, minashrashim, it's chayv. Over here we find in Rishayim machlaikis on the girsa. Rashi's girsa is that in the shita of Rabbi Meir, whatever grows out of the geza of the trunk or grows out of the shrashim of the roots is chayiv, because we are shadina noif by basar ikrei. We take the tree, the growth after the root. Now the root, according to Rashi in the shita of Rabbi Meir, means that even though it doesn't actually grow from the ground, but we say it's as if a new sapling is coming from the ground, and therefore there is a new chiyuv orlo. The Ramban and the Ra'ivet are goyris in the shita of Rabbi Meir. Bein mihageza ubein mihashrashim is potter, which means that a mayor patters even that which grows out of the shiroshim, out of the roots, because we say that the new eitz that is growing follows the root meaning the shiroshim which are not new, the shiroshim which already 3 years have passed, and therefore there's no chi of arlo. So too the shita of Rameir is that whatever is yoytzim nageza umen ha-shiroshim is considered an extension of the original existing roots, which already do not have any more a chi of arlo because 3 years have passed. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, we are not shadin in the basa of the shroshim. It's considered an ilan chodosh, and therefore viewed as mechayev, that which grows out from the shroshim. According to the Ramban, you have to be geiris in the earlier brayse of the Gemara brought at the end of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the gabi akayne ilan, somebody who buys a tree, that according to Rabbi Meir, beimin ha-geza, beimin ha-shroshim, areyu shabal ha-ilan, whatever grows out of the geza, of the trunk, or from the shroshim, of the roots, belongs to the owner of the tree. Because we say that the new tree, the ilan chadash, goes after the shirashim, after the roots. So it's a continuation of that which he already owns. He owns the first tree, and what grows out is also his. According to Yehuda, hayoytzi mashirashim hareyu shabal hakarka. That has to be the girsa. Later also, when the Gemara makes a tzrichasa, on daf kuf yud tes amud aleph, according to Rashi, min hashirashim, everybody agrees that it's chayiv, because according to Rashi, he was garrison Rabbi Meir, min hageza min hashirashim is chayiv barlo. And Rabbi Yehuda agreed that min hashirashim is chayiv. That wasn't a machlaikis. The machlaikis only was min hageza. Rabbi Yehuda was meikel, and he said, you're potter from arlo, and Rabbi Meir was machmir. So then you have to be geiris in that the Gemara says, but Mimayna, that Rida says, She'ina ilin chadosh, that it's not a new tree, but Arlo, which is Isura, maybe Rida will agree to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Ramban, that whatever grows out of the Geza, everybody holds its potter, because the Shita of the Ramban, the Geirs of the Ramban in Rabbi Meir is, when a Geza and Ashroshim is potter from Arlo, so then there's no Machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Yehuda, as far as that which grows out of the Geza, they only argue in that which grows out of the Shiroshim. So according to the Ramban, that Min HaGeza, Kuliam is potter, the Machlekes is only Vashiroshim, Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir, Rabbi Meir is Mekel, so you have to be Geirs exactly the opposite. Itmar b'dinei mamin, if it would have said it only b'dinei mamin, but ha kabar ameir. Over here, ameir says alocha of v'isura eim amaydele Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you would greet Rabbi Yehuda that it's considered an ilan chadash. Later, the Gemara says boy Ravana had a shayla magia l'noifay. If the yerek is magia reaches, you're able to reach the noifay to the branch. Ve'im magia l'ikrev, you cannot reach the ikri, you cannot reach the root. O magia l'ikrev, ve'im magia l'noifay. My, if it reaches you're able to reach the ikr, the root, but you're not able to reach the branches, what's the halach? And the Gemara is maskana naf kufi tesam and aleph towards the bottom is that teku. According to this girsa of Rashi, the shayla of the Gemara is in both cases when you're not able to reach the full length of the ikr and the root. Either you can reach the knife, the branches, without reaching the ikr, or you can reach the ikr without reaching the branches. The Rosh is not geris this way. The Rosh's geris is only magil and noif for the ein magil and ikroi. That the Gemara has a shiloh where you can only reach the branches and you cannot reach the root. The Rambam in Hilchas Shchenim, Perek Dal Lachates, also has the same girsa as the Rosh. Because if you're able to magil the ikr, if you're able to reach the root, and you can't reach the naifai, there's no suffix in such a case. That's called your magia. Because if you're able to magil the ikr, you're able to reach the root, you could pull out the whole thing. So that's called, you're able to reach it, even if you can't reach the branches. What difference does it make? You could grab it, the whole thing, for yourself. The Rosh asks on his shita, that on his way, his girsa, that magil and naive, magil and ikroi, he asks, what's the Gemara Shaila? If the Elyon is able to go and grab the knife, so and not the ikr, but he's not mafka the knife, because he's able to grab it, he's able to reach it. And if through the grabbing of the knife, some of the ikr is going to be uprooted with it, so then that also is not mafkir. So what's the Shaila? Really, it should be dependent upon how much he's able to reach. Whatever part he's able to reach should be considered his, and he's not mafkir, and whatever he's not able to reach is not his, and he is mafkir. The Pilpula Charifta on the Rosh brings from the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Samech Zayin that is miyashiv the Rosh's kasha, and he says that no, since the Baal the Elyon is embarrassed, is bayish to be tailish to ikka with the knife, so therefore maybe it's only, he's not kain at all. That's the Gemara Shaila. Why would he be embarrassed? What's his busha? Says the Beis Yosef, because kiven shechaveri, his friend, kshehir, when he sees him, she nitla sheikr, when he, that the uproot was uproot, was pulled out, yitan, the bottom fellow will taina that he was nichnas lechatzeri, that he entered his chotzer, and from there he was akar the ikr. And therefore, since it's embarrassing for him to do that, and he's embarrassed to from the bottom owner to go ahead and rip out the entire ikr with the knife, so therefore he's ready miyayish. Mikari, he is miyayish. And Rabbi Yosef adds, lafi our girsa, that the suffix is we're magil ikre v'loyla knife, which is not the Rosh's girsa, but our girsa, tzitochen, that he's embarrassed to take the whole knife, also because maybe his friend will say Lashon Hara in him, that he was nichnas l'seichat tzeir, and he was talosh misham, and therefore he's miyayish, originally. The Drisha says that the Rosh's kasha is dafka l'fishi tosoi. What does that mean, Lishchal? Say he's mafarish. He learns like Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Chesam and Beis. He learns that the shita of Rabbi Shimon, that the Elyon gets only that which he's able to reach, is because he's mafkir the rest for the tachtain. So therefore, through that shita, we could explain the Rosh Asakasha that the Chayr is not miyayish, because whatever he can grab, it should belong to him. He shouldn't be miyayish in the rest. And the Beis Yosef had answered, no, maybe he's anyway embarrassed to grab the entire amount, because the Baal Chotzer will say that he went into the Chotzer. But according to the Hezbo, the Drishan, the Shita, the Rambam, that the Tam of Ramea, we mentioned this earlier, is that the Tachnin is a Taina that is able to fill up the garden with earth, Yochel Amal's Ginose Ofer. And the Elyon is a Taina that is able to take away his earth, and therefore Rav Shimon makes like a Pshara, that the Elyon will take and Makhim Shiodim Megas, and the Tachnin will take the remainder. So according to that, it's very geschmacking of our Shaila. That such a type of a growth, such a type of a eitz that is Magil and Noif, Leila Ikroi, and only reaches the branches and doesn't reach the root, were they Masakin that he should get the whole amount, or we only up until where he's able to reach? It's not anymore a question of what he's Mafkir, what he's not Mafkir. Even the Ramban, also the end of the Masechta, asks, similar to the Kasha the Rosh, what's the Gemara Shaila? It's Pashut that it belongs to the Elyon, because Magil and Noifai, and by the fact that he's able to reach the branches, he could pull it out, and he could pull out the root that should follow when he slaps out the branches. So from there, he's Mechiach, like his own Shita. Now, according to Reb Shimon, the Tachtan is the Iker. Really, the Tachtan should get the entire Yerik that's growing out between the field, between them. It's in his airspace. And therefore, you have a Suffik. If in such a case, the Tachtan is Mafkir, what the Elyon is Magil of Biyodov, or is mafkir hakoil. It's also not dependent upon the Elyon being mafkir or not being mafkir. The maskon of the Gemara is teiku. The Agoyis Hashrib says b'shem the Rach that the din is yachloiku. And the Meiri also says yachloiku. If one of them takes it, ein mitziyin mitziyin miyadi. Don't take it away from him, because we don't know who should be the owner. The Tur in Simen Kuf Samech Zayin paskins misafig as yachloiku, and im notal ein mitziyin miyadi. If he takes it, then you can't take it away from him. And the Bach is medayik from the Lashon HaTur that it's mashma the dafka if the Elyon takes it, ein metziyin miyodeh. But if the Tachtan would take it, then it's taka metziyin miyodeh. And the Bach asks, what's nafka mina if the Elyon takes it or the Tachtan takes it? The Rambam in Hilchas Shchenim, Perek Dal Lochetes says, lo yitel Elyon, the Elyon shouldn't take it. shouldn't take this outgrowth. V'im natal, if he takes it, ein mitzien miyada. You don't take it away from the elyon. The Kesef Mishnah asks, since a suffix that I'm should have paskin yachloiku. Why did he say that leitol elyon? But v'im natal, if he takes it, ein mitzien miyada. The halacha should be yachloiku. Why misafik do we say it stays by the tachtoin and the elyon can't take it? And if he does take it, ein mitzien miyada. Why shouldn't the din originally be yachloiku? So the Kesef Mishnah answers and says that the tachtoin has a din like a muchzak. If the tachtoin has a din like a muchzik, then it should stay by the tachtoin and leitel elyon, because we don't know that the elyon has a right to it. And if the elyon takes it, ein mitzien miyada, because lamaisa it's a suffix what the halacha is. In Nagoyes Agro, in Kuf Yud Ches and Bezin, in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samach Zayin, if Cotton Gimel, is mevar that the Rambam l'shitasoi, that's mefarish that according to Reb Shimon, really Reb Shimon Beikir Dina holds like Reb Yehuda, that the tachtoin is the muchzik. And the only suffix was, maybe the elyon should have a chelik, maybe the tachtoin was mafkir to the elyon. So since the tachtoin is the muchzik, so that explains the shita serambam, because the tachtoin is the one who should receive it, unless proven otherwise. But since there is a tzad to say that the elyon should get it, so if he takes it, he might see in miyodah. Now really, we can be ma'ir and say that bishleim lefita svaras ramban, it's understood, because the suffix of the tachtin was mafkir or is not mafkir. So misafik, the tachtin is considered a muhzik, meaning the Ramban understood that the ikr, the tachtin is the one that should get the yerek that's growing out between the two fields. The only tzah that the elyon should get it is because maybe the tachtin was mafkir, doesn't care about wherever the elyon is able to reach. So then we can say very well that the Ramban meant to say that the tachtin is the muhzik, so he is the one who receives the yerek, unless you could prove that the elyon has a right to it because it's magia. Now, is Magil Ikra, Magil Neifoy, Magil Neifoy, Magil Ikra is a Shaila. How much does the Elyon get? But the Ikra, the Tachlin is the Muzik. But if the way the Groh had learned that it's really a Takana that they made a Pshara between the Elyon and the Tachlin, so why shouldn't the Tachlin be the Muzik? According to the way other Acharonim understand the Groh, that the Pshara is because the Elyon has a Svara that is growing out from his, he can take away the offer. And the Tachlin is a svara that he could be mala his old gina offer, like the Mishnah mentions both svaras. So mitzad apshara, we say that the elyon gets and makim shiyodim magas. So according to that, why is the Tachlin more muchzik than the elyon? The lashon of the bir agron shulchan aruch is because the elyon's mekabel mashiochel agiyei lov. And if there's a suffix, it's a suffix bahago osi shel elyon uve ma'isa shaloi noilad asuffik. These words need to be have yes or biur. What exactly does the groan mean? How does that explain why the tachtin is considered a muzik? L'chayre, it's really a pshara between the tachtin and the elyon.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.